Hello everyone, today is Sunday, April 12, 2020. Happy Easter and happy Passover. May you all have excellent health and abundant blessings. I do count my blessing each day. I think of all the people who have been severely affected by the coronavirus. My heart goes out to them. I continue to pray for all the frontliners as well. Well, it is Easter, and it's a very extraordinary Easter this year in my home. It is quiet, and all my grown children are not here due to quarantine issues. I made a special spinach and salmon pie with homemade cheese crusts. Well, before baking it, I created 3 deep wells into the pie filling, and then I put whole eggs in them so that when you slice the pie, an Easter surprise of cooked egg is perfectly shown. Only this one I rushed. It was gooey. I was not patient. But my mother really liked it, so I'm glad I pleased her this time. Well, I was making the pie crust when one of my daughters FaceTimed. What are we going to do without the latest technology and apps out there, huh? I'm grateful for FaceTime, for Facebook, for Zoom, and for Hangout, and to help me communicate with my daughter in Tallahassee and another daughter in California, and family and friends in Saudi Arabia, Philippines, Australia, and Dubai. And I had a wonderful chat with my daughter. She was watching me cook while she's in Tallahassee. And we were making plans that when the lockdown is over, she will drive to Sarasota. I am looking forward to that. After lunch, Burr and I strolled along Marina Jacks and enjoyed the afternoon breeze and beautiful weather. We were talking about the need to hit some tennis balls. All the public tennis courts in Sarasota are closed now. And our old Bath and Racquet Club is still closed, but the owner is threatening to open it. Date is still not determined. Meanwhile, Longwood Run Athletic Club is running a special for Bath and Racquet members who wish to transfer. They're waiving the initiation fee, and the costs are $112 for singles or $145 for a family of 2 per month with a minimum membership of 3 months. Currently, no doubles tennis allowed. They are restricting play to 1 hour, singles only, and a new can of tennis balls must be opened prior to play, and the players must use the same balls during that hour. Before playing, somebody sprays the net, the benches, and the players are encouraged to wipe their own rackets. No handshake after the game, of course. And when a ball is misplaced, the players in the other courts are not allowed to touch a misplaced ball. All players are reminded by the manager to maintain social distancing. Yeah, of course. And it has certainly been a while since we hit, so we drove downtown Sarasota and went into the the Lemon Tree parking lot. There were only 2 cars parked. Out of sheer determination, we moved one of the yellow bike racks in the middle, making it our tennis net at that moment in time. The ground parking lot was spacious enough and seemed ideal for temporary hitting. With our tennis rackets in tow, a can of tennis balls, giddy like kids in a playground, we played tennis. Right there in the parking lot, using the bike rack as a tennis net. I practiced my topspin, hit some volleys and slight overhead shots, forehands, backhands, you name it. The moment was surreal. We didn't want to take a break. We just keep on hitting until somebody stops us. Of course, I was asking myself if we could be arrested for what we were doing. Are we vandalizing the area? I don't think so. Those tennis balls will not leave marks anyway. But it was really crazy. But at least we are not so bad. We didn't hit any of the cars parked. After about an hour, a parking attendant was patrolling the area in his nice little golf cart. He passed us, waved at us, but he didn't stop us. He didn't even judge us. He understood that we needed to play. Right at that moment, not a parking ticket was issued, nor judgment. We appreciate this, his empathy and understanding, especially during this difficult time. We happily returned the bike rack to its original space and left the parking lot with a big smile. I'm sorry, I know that's... we sound like tennis fanatics. I guess we were, and we had to do what we had to do. We had fun. Thank you. Well, have a good Easter, have a wonderful Passover, and stay safe, everyone. Thank you.